Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country for yet another week. Now, lots of great stuff coming up on the show, hearing from Mr. Adam Brand. There's also a very special live performance of Willie Nelson's On the Road Again. Definitely worth listening out for. Also, Johnny Cash, Amber Lawrence, a new one from her. Not to mention Warren H. Williams' new album as Album of the Week. Also, Craig Morrison and a whole heap more. Now, it's almost as if two worlds collided when these three wonderful girls got together. And how long have you known them, I hear you ask? Well, quite a while. Of course, it's the McClymonts, and very cleverly woven into that past sentence was the name of their new song and new album. Two Worlds Collide, due to be released in June or July, I think it is. And their first single off this brand new album that is yet to be released, How Long Have You Known? Very cool song from the McClymonts. Here it is.
You had some dirty secrets hidden under your smile. By the way, you're so together, must have had this planned for a while. I've been too nice, you worn my heart on my sleeve. And all the things I gave to you are coming back to bite me. And you are no longer real. Look me in the eye and tell me one thing. Like, and what does she do? Come on, baby, don't you think it's time for the truth? And boy, you made me believe, put me out of my misery.
Better believe you're gonna but you better believe you're gonna fly with me. Well, here we are, baby, in the back of my bed. Sun's going down, sky's turning red, stars coming out, baby, look at you now. God knows how long, but it's been a while since I heard you laugh and I seen that smile. Felt that kiss and I could get used to this. Baby, I could get used to this. Cause you could be a blackbird on a country street, hiding from the world with a broken wing. But you better believe you're gonna fly with me. Ooh. You could be a songbird from New Orleans, scared of the rain, just scared to sing. But you better believe you're gonna fly with me. You're gonna fly. You're gonna fly. Yeah. And you could be a blackbird on a country street, hiding from the world with a broken wing. But you better believe you're gonna fly with me. And you could be a songbird from a New Orleans, scared of the rain, you're so scared to sing. But you better believe, yeah, you better believe it, baby. Oh, you could be a blackbird on a country street, hiding from the world with a broken wing. But you better believe you're gonna fly with me. Yeah. Or you could be a songbird from a New Orleans, scared of the rain, you're so scared to sing. But you better believe you're gonna fly with me. You're gonna fly. You're gonna fly with me, baby. You better believe it, my honey girl. Oh yeah. You're gonna fly.
That was Keith Urban. You're gonna fly. Well, hopefully you are after listening to that song. And there's plenty more great music like that coming up on Real Country. And if you don't forget, if you miss any of the shows or you'd like to listen to them again, you can always head to iTunes and check out Ben Sorensen's Real Country podcast. Subscribe to it so you never miss a show again. Now, Keith Urban, you're going to fly. Great song from a great Australian artist. And now to another song from another great Australian artist, Craig Morrison. This is the new one off his new self-titled album, Fences.
She didn't use nails, she didn't use wood, but right between us is where it stood, and I couldn't find a way getting around it. It grew a little taller every day till there was nothing left to say, and I never thought I'd get over it, but I did. They can box you in, they can keep you out, you can put them up and tear them down. Some people hide behind. Watch somebody live in your life, or you can learn to fly. Fences. I lost a few years hammered on gym, tangled in a wire that I couldn't mend. It was hard to say what was real and what wasn't. There were days that I swore I'd put it down, nights that I thought I was gonna drown. Never thought I'd turn it around, but I've done it. Watch somebody live in your life.
G'day folks, this is Tamara Stewart and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
It's the biggest celebration of Australian country music ever, the Jayco 40th Anniversary Country Music Awards of Australia. We'll be looking back over 40 years and looking forward to Australia's biggest night of country music, featuring the hottest new artists and superstars of country. Saturday, 28th of January, Tamworth Regional Entertainment Centre. Tickets are selling fast. Book now by calling 02-6767-5300 or online at www.tcmf.com.au.
You know, there's a few things in this world that are instant. There's instant coffee, but let's face it, that's not really good. What else is instant? We've got instant photos, if they even exist anymore. So, you know, realistically, until now, nothing instant has been great, except instantly stop snoring. Snoring is generally caused by incorrect tongue placement, and instantly stop snoring provides a really simple mouth guard designed to hold the lower jaw stable, keeping the tongue forward and clear of the airways. Here's the number you've been searching for, 1-800-991-259. That's 1-800-991-259 for instantly stop snoring.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you.
Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. Time for the Country Double Play, or album of the week, whatever you call it. It's really, really good country. And the album that I've selected two fantastic songs from is the new album from Warren H. Williams, Unnamurra, which is actually translated as good country. And this album is exactly as its title suggests. It is good country. It's solid, it's proud, and it's great work, and uniquely Australian work, from one of Australia's most celebrated Indigenous identities, Warren H. Williams. He's actually a really, really top fella, and he does some absolutely fantastic music, as he's outlined and highlighted within this album. In an interview, when I actually spoke to him, he was saying that Unnamurra is a tribute and a celebration to all the musical influences of his life and to all those who have inspired him over the years. A little bit of them is in this album. So I think it is a beautiful album. There's a lot of, a couple of really, really positive songs on there, some really great stories that you've come to expect from Warren H. Williams. So he's done very, very well. And of course, Warren won a Golden Guitar at the Country Music Awards a couple of years ago in 2009. And that just really reinforces the talent that he has and the wonderful gift that he shares with us through this fantastic album. Now, the two tracks that I have selected, I thought I'd play this one right now. Someone's Always Worse. This is from the album Unnamurra by Warren H. Williams.
Do you know what time it is? I asked the man behind the bar. It might be 3 a.m. I'll check again. Think it's time for you to go. Your wife will miss you so. I don't think so. My wife left years ago. I feel a pain in your heart. Set the man behind the bar. Please don't cry, 'cause there's someone here like you. My left me long ago. I don't know where she's gone. Then I asked him how you stayed this way. He said someone's always worse than you. My life that I hear each night. I thought that I was sad, but to them I'm okay. There's always someone worse than you. said someone's always worse than you. My life is good to the ones that I hear each night. I thought that I was sad, but to them I'm okay. There's always someone. There's always someone worse than you.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Sorensen's Real Country Double Play.
Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
And that was These Eyes from the Warren H. Williams album Erna Murra, meaning good country, and I certainly believe that it is. Now, from good country to another good country artist, Amber Lawrence. She's got a new album out, which we've all been waiting for. And it is an absolutely stunning album. This is, oddly, the first single off the album, which I think is actually track 3 from her album called 3, Everybody's a Mess.
Josephine and Johnny so hard up for money, but they straddled like they couldn't care. He said, don't worry, honey, leave it to the dummies. We got more than our fair share. Everybody's a mess. Everybody's a mess. Down in the valley lives Crazy Sally, all alone with nothing to her name. She made it her obsession to burn all her possessions, but who's to say that she's the one insane? Everybody's a mess. So get
Yet another great offering from Amber Lawrence there, but plenty more fantastic offerings on the way on Real Country. Listen out for a great track from Johnny Cash. We've got Adam Brand, not to mention the wonderful live version of a very special song from Mr. Willie Nelson. All of that in Social Country. That's coming up right after the break on Real Country.
It's the biggest celebration of Australian country music ever. The Jayco 40th Anniversary Country Music Awards of Australia. We'll be looking back over 40 years and looking forward to Australia's biggest night of country music, featuring the hottest new artists and superstars of country. Saturday, 28th of January, Tamworth Regional Entertainment Centre. Tickets are selling fast. Book now by calling 0267675300 or online at www.tcmf.com.au.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7 at behindthewheel.com.au. You can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring, with your feedback always welcome. Head there now, behindthewheel.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
We'll be right back. Hey, it's Ben Sorensen here. This is My Real Country. Welcome back. Let's get straight into social country. One of my favourite parts of the show, and the question that I asked this week, because we're in sort of Tamworth mode at the moment, what song would you play to kickstart the road trip to the Jayco Tamworth Country Music Festival? That was the big question that I asked, because for some of us, it is quite a large road trip. And I know when I was in Queensland, it used to be like 9, 10 hours or 12 hours if I actually stopped to eat. But what song kicks off a road trip is such an important thing. Now, I had a lot of great responses there. Mick, unfortunately, Steel Panther isn't country, but we did have a lot of country suggestions as well. And this one I thought was perfectly fitting. Kerry, you've done a fantastic job, and I think this would really set off any road trip brilliantly. Now, it's On the Road Again, and by Willie Nelson, of course. And I've actually found a really cool version of this when he was playing this live at the Opry.
This is one of the most exciting moments of my entire career, to introduce one of the greatest entertainers I've ever known. This guy is certainly an American original, ladies and gentlemen. Make him welcome, my good buddy. I recorded with him yesterday. Willie Nelson! That is! Now, if you want to be part of Social Country, all you need to do is find us on Facebook, which is our Real Country fan page, of course. You can also connect with us on Twitter or via realcountrymix.com, and you can shoot us an email. All you need to do is get in contact with us to be part of Social Country. Keep an eye out for those special questions as well, because I'm keen to hear what you guys think. And you told me, when I said, what song would you like to kickstart the road trip to Tamworth? Well, we had On the Road Again, which did come up quite a lot, but which road would you be on? Well, I think it would be the New England Highway. And of course, that'd be Adam Brand's song.
I traveled across the country on every beaten track. From the sugar cane to the Nullarbor Plain, and I've been to birth and back. But there's nothing I like better just before Australia Day than heading down the New England Highway. Got my boots on, got my hat on, got my old guitar and a new song. For a week I'll be where I belong, with the big stars, golden guitars. Dream will be ours someday, cruising the New England Highway. They'll be busking down on Peel Street, looking for a lucky break. There's the Choke Man and the One Man Band, and Slim Dusty's in the cavalcade. There's nothing I like better just before Australia Day than heading down the New England Highway. Got my boots on, got my hat on, got my old guitar and a new song. For a week I'll be where I belong, with the big stars, golden guitars. Dream will be ours someday, cruising the New England Highway. Got my boots on, got my hat on, got my old guitar and a new song. For a week I'll be where I belong, with the big stars, golden guitars. Dream will be ours someday, cruising the New England. With the big stars, golden guitars. Dream will be ours someday, cruising the New England Highway. We'll be cruising the New England Highway.
Now it is that time of the show again for you to get the grey matter working. Now, I have plugged this song quite a bit. Those of you who are fans of this artist will already know exactly what it is. But this song and this version of this song was an impromptu performance prompted by this artist's wife. And I'm going to give you three names, and hopefully this should put it all into place. Jean, Shell, and Sue. What do these three names have in common? Well, I'll tell you so much more about that, because it is an interesting story, right after this break.
It's the biggest celebration of Australian country music ever, the Jayco 40th Anniversary Country Music Awards of Australia. We'll be looking back over 40 years and looking forward to Australia's biggest night of country music, featuring the hottest new artists and superstars of country. Saturday, 28th of January, Tamworth Regional Entertainment Centre. Tickets are selling fast. Book now by calling 0267675300 or online at www.tcmf.com.au.
You know, there's a few things in this world that are instant. There's instant coffee, but let's face it, that's not really good. What else is instant? We've got instant photos, if they even exist anymore. So, you know, realistically, until now, nothing instant has been great, except instantly stop snoring. Snoring is generally caused by incorrect tongue placement, and instantly stop snoring provides a really simple mouth guard designed to hold the lower jaw stable, keeping the tongue forward and clear of the airways. Here's the number you've been searching for, 1-800-991-259. That's 1-800-991-259 for instantly stop snoring. Now
hey, this is Diana Corcoran, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. I'm happy and finally I'm running free. Thank you for cheating, loving and leaving. Thank you for cheating on me.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and I know I was a little bit cruel. I didn't give you a whole heap of information with the brain teaser, but you guys are just getting so good at these. I thought I'd just raise the bar a little bit. And while we're talking about bars, that kind of relates to this song quite nicely, because the version of this song that I'm going to play was actually recorded in San Quentin Prison. And who can we think of that famously did a concert in a prison that was televised? Well, Johnny Cash. And it's very interesting because if you actually watch the video of this song being performed, it's unlike anything else in the same concert. Why? Because he's got a music stand in front of him. Now, Johnny didn't actually know this song particularly well, and it was actually a suggestion from his wife, June Carter Cash, to sing this as a trial, just to see how it would go. And this song actually turned out to be one of the most famous songs Cash had ever produced. Of course, it was called A Boy Named Sue. He didn't actually write it himself. It was actually inspired by humorist Gene Shepherd, who is a close friend of Sheil Silverstein, who actually wrote the song itself. The song was recorded in 1969, A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash. Absolutely brilliant. It hit the Billboard Top 100 chart, and it was Cash's only top 10 single there, spending 3 weeks at number 2 in 1969. Cash's 36 consecutive previous entries that had reached the pop charts but failed to reach the top 10. This is still the all-time record for any act. So very, very well done to Mr. Cash, and a fantastic song too. This is A Boy Named Sue, Johnny Cash.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table dealing stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, he come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun to pull mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough, and I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die, and it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing, but Sue, I still ain't that name.
Okie dokie, folks, that's it for another week. If you would like some more real country, all you need to do is head to iTunes and you can download the podcast of this show and all of the others. Other places to check out, you've got to add us on Facebook, on Twitter, and you can also check out realcountrymix.com. Next week, very, very exciting and very, very special show from the Tamworth Country Music Festival. There's even a competition as well, so you got to listen out for that on next week's Real Country. We'll see you then.
I took for granted all my life.
G'day guys, this is John Lynham and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
I cracked the thunder, things ain't right.
It's the biggest celebration of Australian country music ever. The Jayco 40th Anniversary Country Music Awards of Australia. We'll be looking back over 40 years. And looking forward to Australia's biggest night of country music, featuring the hottest new artists and superstars of country. Saturday, 28th of January, Tamworth Regional Entertainment Centre. Tickets are selling fast. Book now by calling 0267675300 or online at www.tcmf.com.au.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7 at behindthewheel.com. You can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring, with your feedback always welcome. Head there now, behindthewheel.com.au.